Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. You recognize that song?
Oh, yeah. Rhapsody in Blue.
Rhapsody in Blue. George Gershwin. If he were alive today, he'd be 110 years old, the iconic composer whose short life changed American music and has inspired people for nearly a century. Here's Woody Allen in the opening scene from the movie Manhattan.
Chapter 1. He adored New York City. He idolized it all out of proportion. He romanticized it all out of proportion. Better. To him, no matter what the season was, this was still a town that existed in black and white and pulsated to the great tunes of George Gershwin. Now let me start this over. Chapter 1.
That song, Rhapsody in Blue, even ended up as a signature for United Airlines.
Come fly the friendly skies.
United licensed Rhapsody in Blue in 1976 from Gershwin's estate for $500,000. The song actually premiered in a concert called An Experiment in Modern Music on February 12, 1924 in New York, with Gershwin playing the piano. It marked an enormous turn for the young composer, making him a star and catapulting jazz from beloved local clubs to concert halls. Shortly before his death, Gershwin wrote the aria Summertime for the 1935 opera Porgy and Bess. The song soon became and remains a hugely popular jazz standard, said to be the most covered song with over 17,500 different versions recorded, from Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. To an entirely different version by Janis Joplin in 1969. Here she is in Stockholm. To the punk reggae band Sublime. Gershwin was born on this date in Brooklyn in 1898 and died young of a brain tumor. We leave with the words of Broadway entertainer Harry Hirschfeld from Gershwin's memorial service in 1937.
In George Gershwin's own music, we have all the eulogy necessary to honor the deceased. Gershwin's rights must be respected. He wrote for men and women, regardless of race, color, or creed, to dance, to sing, and to not be afraid to live. So strike up the band.
George Gershwin died at 38.